Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What is your child obsessed with, and how long did it take for them to grow out of it? 1-800-330-9999. It's so weird how kids get fixated on things and they don't let it go.
Yeah.
My little one, Dakota, she'll be five next month. Currently, I mean, I can't even believe I'm going to say it out loud because it sounds so dumb. So she has a couple different obsessions. One is rocks. I have rocks everywhere. Look, I have a rock right here.
Yeah.
I have a rock sitting here because she told me to put it in my pocket and not to lose it. And I know that the minute that I like take it out of my pocket and like throw it on the ground outside,
she's going
to
ask where it is.
Yeah, so I just carry it around with me like a crazy person.
I had a thing for rocks for a while.
Oh, gosh. The dinosaur face.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. That's, you know, stick with you.
She got rid of all the dinosaurs at one point because she was over dinosaurs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And then a couple weeks ago, my nephew came over, and they're the same age, and he was like, Dakota, where's the dinosaurs?
Right. Where'd they go?
And she got so embarrassed that she didn't have the dinosaurs, and now we have to go back and get all new dinosaurs, and dinosaurs is back. But the strangest obsession, and the one that makes me want to consult with a doctor, is when we were on vacation at a boardwalk in the middle of August, on the boardwalk, she found what looked to be of the remnants of a mermaid tail keychain.
Okay.
Now, it's just the tail of the mermaid. It has a little hoop on the top that I think would have attached to a keychain.
Sure.
She carries it with her everywhere she goes. And if she wakes up in the morning looking for it.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like a weird obsession with this mermaid tail that's the size of your pinky. That she just carries around with her that we found on the ground on the boardwalk 3 months ago.
I mean,
explain to me.
Did she put it in her mouth? She didn't put it in her mouth.
Who knows, Raven? You know. What is your child obsessed with, and when do they grow out of it? Hey, Keith.
So, yeah, my son, he had this kind of doll, which even when I was growing up, I had it. It was like a My Buddy doll, but it's a little bit different now, so... Nonetheless, I think I went through the phase pretty quick. But, yeah, this damn doll has been around for a minute. And we don't need to go everywhere with the doll. We don't need to take him everywhere. But something that lasted so long. And I was just like, when is this going to get over with? But it took a while.
What kind of doll was it?
I mean, it's, you know, the My Buddy doll.
Yeah.
So what broke it for me when I was younger is I watched Child's Play and that was it. Like,
right.
That doll was out the door. But... And I almost thought about doing something like that, but I was a little traumatized by it, so I'm not trying to do all of that.
It's funny. I always, like, when I was little, I used to have nightmares of my stuffed animals coming to life or my dolls coming to life.
And now that you're older, you know that they actually were at night.
Yeah.
You were just sleeping through
right.
it. You would wake up and they'd be like, shh, go back to sleep. It's really just a dream. Knife tucked behind their back.
The American Girl dolls, for me, they do it because, like, because they're bigger. And they're more stiff,
right.
And they look more realistic. Like my daughter, my little one has inherited the two from her big sister, and oddly, two of my friends gave her one. So now she has four American Girl dolls.
Oh boy,
which is way too many American Girl dolls.
It's like walking in on Mean Girls, and they're just there to beat you up.
But she like lines them up on the couch, sitting, and sometimes I'll walk into a room and I'll be like,
right.
Oh, there you guys are.
Turn the light on. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, there you all are.
And you always feel like you caught one of them just moving, right?
One's got a lazy
right.
eye.
That's what so it's, you always feel like one just slipped back into position. That is a real thing.
They got the eye, so when you lay them down, they close. Yeah. The one, the eye is always stuck half open. And every time I see it, in my mind, all I hear is, sleep with one eye open.
That's right. They're coming for you.
Yep.
Right, get rid of that doll, man.
Right. For sure.
1-800-330-9999. What is your kid obsessed with, and how long did it take for them to grow out of it? Currently, my almost five-year-old is obsessed with a broken mermaid tail keychain that she found on a boardwalk while we were on vacation in August.
Yeah. You never know what kids are going to get fixated on, right? They discover something, and there it is.
Right. Same thing with dinosaurs. Dinosaurs have been on and off in my life for the last 3 years. What is the thing that your kid is fixated on, obsessed with, and how long did it take for them to get over it? 1-800-330-9999. Doug.
My daughter is obsessed with Finding Nemo. She has had a Nemo stuffed animal when she was a year old, and she still carries him with her everywhere she goes every day. And she's now 18 years old.
What?
Wow. I mean, a 20-year-old film, yep. right? So, I mean, that's quite a long time.
Well, considering that she's an adult at this point and still carrying it.
Yeah, she's in college. And if you go in her dorm room and lift up her pillow on her bed, both of them are underneath it. Yeah, they don't look like Nemo no more, but it has never gone away. We've had to take hour-long car rides back to Grandma's house to go get
them. Oh, I believe
right,
it.
That was last Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey, Sandy, what was your child obsessed with?
So, it wasn't, mind you, it wasn't even Halloween, not even that time of the year. And he would take this giant life-size skeleton with him. he made me put it in the car with him,
nice.
Put it in the seat belt. So I'm, driving around with my kid and, a skeleton.
Yeah, it's like Valentine's Day.
He'd take it to bed with him and tuck it in.
Wow.
I'm like, yeah, it was a little creepy.
I mean, the fact that it's a skeleton makes it so much more hilarious.
Yeah, so was it a skeleton his size or was it like a man-sized skeleton?
Oh, no. A man-sized.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So weird. I love that.
Kids are so weird.
Yeah,
they're so weird.
They are. I'm like, you want me to drive around with this? I'm like, they're going to call the cops on us.
Right.
He's like, no, Mommy, it's all right.
It's totally normal.
It's fine.
Michaela, what was your child obsessed with and for how long did it last?
Being a trash can, looking through the trash. He thinks it's a playland. It's crazy.
All it takes is them to find one interesting thing in there. And then for a while, they're just going to keep on looking. I had a friend that used to jump in dumpsters.
Really?
When we were 10 years old. We lived in all these condo complexes. And if they weren't, regular dumpsters at them, there were people that there was construction going on or whatever. He used to jump in them all the time. And once they find one thing, oh, forget it. They're looking in all of them.
Oh, I didn't know this was a thing.
Oh, yeah. It was like a thing.
My daughter has been going through the trash now, too. But it's my own fault because... I don't even want to say it. It makes me sound so bad. Well, I mean, if you're a mom, you get it. They bring home all this artwork every single day from school. And
sure.
Some of it is scribbling on a piece of scrap paper, right?
Right.
So one time she went to go throw something out in the garbage and she saw it.
Oh, no.
And she was like, Mommy.
Heartbroken.
Betrayed. What's my aunt doing in the garbage?
Judas.
Yeah, and she pulled it out, put it on the refrigerator, and I had to pretend it was, oh my gosh, I don't know.
It a terrible
mistake. I don't know. So now, every once in a while, I see her go and step on the little thing and just peek inside.
Yeah.
I got to make sure my aunt's not in the garbage. And now I got to go out.
Man.
I have to go outside to the outdoor garage.
That's crazy.
Terrible.
That's funny.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.